This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India has taken series of strong measures following Pahalgam terror attack, including suspension of Indus Waters Treaty 1960 and closing of integrated checkpost Atari with immediate effect. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence last evening and directed all forces to maintain high vigil. Briefing media in New Delhi last night, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme, SVES visas.
The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. Two, the integrated checkpost Atari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025. Three, Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme visas. Any SVES visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVES visa has 48 hours to leave India. Four, the defense, military, naval and air advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defense, navy and air advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad.
Foreign Secretary further said that the CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at Parliament House complex at 6 p.m. In the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir, the Ministry of Tourism has requested all tourist service providers to extend all possible assistance to tourists. The ministry also asked all the travel agents, tour operators, online travel aggregators, tourist transport providers, hoteliers and all other accommodation units to waive cancellation fees. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the terrorist strike at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir that killed 26 people. He stressed that attacks against civilians are unacceptable under any circumstances. The Secretary General's spokesperson, Stéphane Dujarric, said that Mr. Guterres has offered his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families of the victims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today and participate in a program at Madhubani marking the National Panchayati Raj Day. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. The projects include railways and power sector. Our correspondent reports that during the visit, the Prime Minister will flag off Namo Bharat Rapid Rail between Jayanagar to Patna. Talking to Akashvani News Executive Director, Ministry of Railways, Dilip Kumar said that the fully air-conditioned Namo Bharat train is equipped with improved passengers' amenities and advanced security system. In view of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital, the Commission for Air Quality Management has directed a strict ban on the entry of all transport and commercial goods vehicles except vehicles registered in Delhi with effect from the 1st of November this year. The banned vehicles include light goods vehicles, manually guided vehicles and heavy goods vehicles. However, CNG and vehicles under the BS6 category will be allowed to enter the city. The Commission has also informed that all end-of-life vehicles will not get fuel with effect from the 1st of July this year. It added that automatic number plate recognition cameras and other systems are being installed at the fuel pump stations in Delhi NCR to identify vehicles that have expired registration. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Mumbai Indians comfortably surpassed the target of 144 runs, scoring 146 for 3 wickets in 15.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 143 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. For Mumbai Indians, Trent Boult was the most successful bowler, who claimed 4 wickets for 26 runs. He was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.